What about pornography? Can you talk about it? I've been struggling with it, and I find myself falling into it every 2 to 3 days after confession. What do I do? Answer. Pornography is an addiction, and a very harmful addiction. And like any addiction, it enslaves us, and it makes us need more and more each time, not only in frequency, but also in the intensity of its content. Psychologically and spiritually, it destroys us. And for all this, it is best to quit pornography radically. But to achieve this, first of all, the help of God's grace is necessary, because divine grace is the one that heals our hearts. It is the one that strengthens our will. It is the one that gives light to our understanding. Divine grace is the one that orders our disordered passions, the one that frees our soul from the chains with which the devil wants to enslave us. Divine grace helps us in our conversion and allows us to achieve holiness. For this reason, and to overcome pornography and other sins, it is best to lead a life of constant prayer and sacraments, in which, for example, frequent or daily Mass becomes a habit, together with the prayer of the Holy Rosary prayed with faith and love, which the Holy Rosary itself is also an excellent source of graces, because our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, is the mediator of all graces and the great help of all Christians. The Holy Rosary is like the medicine for our soul that we take when we are sick. For example, if we have an infection in our body, we have to take an antibiotic every 8 hours for 4 or 5 days in a row to recover our health. It would be useless if we take the antibiotic once a day for 1 or 2 days. The same happens with divine grace. If we see that one or more sins are constantly defeating us, we must seek God's grace as often as possible, every day. Our sweet Lord Jesus Christ is waiting for us to be able to help us, to be able to heal us, to be able to free us, and to be able to sanctify us. But it is up to us to go to Him through the sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist, through prayer, and through our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary. A priest's accompaniment and spiritual direction could also be very beneficial for the soul. And you also have to radically remove everything that is a source of temptation for you. If you have pornographic videos, delete them. If you have content on social media that could make you fall into temptation, delete it from your computer and cell phone. If you are in a group where they send pornographic images or videos, leave that group, and so on, with everything that may be tempting. As Saint Augustine of Hippo said, God who created you without you will not be able to save or heal you, without your collaboration, without your effort. Try to occupy your time with things that are truly good for your mind, your body, and above all, for your soul. Take courage, because the effort will be worth it.